If voters in Danville approve casino gambling this fall, the city expects its airport to get a lot busier, as we hear from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project.
Right, this story is by John Crane, a reporter with the Danville Register. And no one could accuse Danville officials for not looking ahead. Danville is one of the cities that's trying to bring casino gambling. There'll be a ballot initiative. So now they're looking at the airport. We're not talking about building an airport to handle international travel or even really commercial flights. This is such a small airport, and the facility is so small that if a pilot comes in and wants to get to the kitchen, they've got to go through a conference room, sometimes interrupting meetings.
David, there aren't very many pilots coming to the airport right now, but the thinking is a casino would change that. So what is Danville doing?
They put in for a state grant, basically nearly $250,000 grant, to do a study to figure out what they need to do to expand the airport to provide more pilot amenities. These are pilots of private planes that might be flying in, bringing customers into the casino, and the increased passenger count. You know, when these planes come in, if the pilot wants to relax, there's one little tight room. If there's somebody wanted to talk and somebody wanted to nap, you couldn't do it at the same time. So Danville, the regional airport, is looking to upgrade to handle some possible additional traffic that's drawn to this proposed casino.
Currently, the Danville airport sees about 35 flights a week. David, there's a historic hotel in Stanton named for a Confederate general, but after extended protests, that apparently won't be the case much longer.
This story is by Laura Peters, a reporter with the Stanton News Leader. The protests turned out to get the hotel, which is a national hotel chain, has decided that the iconic Stonewall Jackson Hotel, which sits on a hill in Stanton with a giant neon light Stonewall Jackson Hotel visible for miles, is now going to change its name. This hotel was opened in 1924, and it was closed for many years. It was renovated and reopened in 2005 as a hotel and conference center with all the historic features, including the sign, renovated.
A name change costs money. They'd have to deal with that enormous sign, of course. They'd also have to change marketing materials and many other things. And then there's also the matter of how the renovation was partially financed.
The hotel was renovated with historic tax credits, so it's not clear what would be the legal status in removing this historic sign. Crestline Hotels, which is based in Fairfax, they noted that during the renovations back in 2005 that there was some questions about the name, and they decided at the time it would remain. However, the owners released a statement. They decided that retaining the hotel's historic name, quote, may no longer be appropriate, end quote.
David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.